Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty bad. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a sh**. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a sh**. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my god, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty bad at. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Ooh, look, it's chasing things and eating them. The honey badgers have a fairly long body, but a distinctly thick-set, broad shoulders, and, you know, their skin is loose, allowing them to move about freely, and they twist around. Now look, here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. But look, the honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy f**k look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the honey badger.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. He's the best thing to happen to the environment since the solar-powered hamster wheel. Great. Now he's putting hamsters out of business. Here he is, Mike Novak.
Randall is my new hero. And if you don't know who Randall is, you obviously haven't been on YouTube.
On YouTube.
That's what we were playing at the top of the show there, the Honey Badger. Now, for those of you, and there's probably going to be a few people out there who say, wow, that was really in poor taste. I'm going to say there are 4 million people
who disagree with
yes. you, because that YouTube video has gotten over 4 million
hits.
Unbelievable.
From my understanding, he just watches these nature documentaries about unique animals enough to a point where he can say something about it, mm-hmm. and then just dubs over his own narration.
Oh, didn't mean to do that. I was going to play something else. I was going to do something like,
oh, that's nasty.
You got to say he's got inflection.
It is hilarious. If you want to see this, just go to YouTube and type in
narrations by Randall with two L's.
And look for Honey Badger.
Honey Badger Randall. That's all you, and you'll find the rest of them.
Honey Badger's the best, huh?
Mm-hmm, it is. It's by far the most. The best.
It is a stitch. It'll just.
Do not let your children watch it.
No.
We bleeped out a lot.
And not only that, they're real videos.
They are. It's a real creature. It's a real animal.
Of a real honey badger.
Eating
cobras and mice and
beehives.
And it's just, it's nasty.
It's so nasty. I'd watch National Geographic Channel a lot more if their narrations were a little more.
You mean if on National Geographic they said things like,
honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a
exactly. And I like National Geographic. I really do.
Oh,
but
dear.
That just takes it to a whole new place.
It does.
Whether you like it or not is up to you, but
I
like it.
4 million viewers can't
4
be
4 million hits on YouTube. 4 million. That's viral.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. When we did Oramo Rahm Emanuel, we got over 1,000. We were like patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah. 4 million.
Four
and the funny
hits.
Thing is in certain sects, it's become vernacular. Like, honey badger don't care. And, like, people know, it's an attitude thing now. So
I tell you what.
If you've got youth in America and someone said that to you and you didn't understand it, now you do.
Okay. You go into work tomorrow, folks. Go into work. Go by the water cooler and say, honey badger don't care. And just see what people... see what people say. See who responds.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know who your hip friends are.
Right. Or the ones who spend way too much time online.
Exactly. Not you. That would
not
never.
Me. No,
no, no, no,
no, no. I don't know.
That would
know.
Never be. Well, you know.
What's that bright thing in the sky?
I don't know. It looks like a UFO.
Huh?
Big doings this week. Well, heck, we got a jam packed show. It just goes on and on and on. And of course, I've lost the.
You're famous again. Aren't you?
Oh, right. And yeah, go pull that sucker up there.
Okie dokie.
Online. Yeah, a couple of, well, we've talked about this over the last month or so. Heather got a call a month ago, I would say, from Garden Design Magazine, and they were fact-checking me. I it was probably actually the FBI calling.
I don't know. They said they were from Garden Design Magazine.
Well, the FBI does that a lot.
The FBI pays me a lot to keep them informed, so
and
let's not go there. I need that
money.
And if you
get the latest issue, which is the April issue, April 2011, go to page 12 to a column called Gardening by Ear. And actually, you don't have to go there because you can go to my website, mikenovak.net. I'm modest enough that I decided to blow it up and put it on my home page. Well, it's not every day that Garden Design comes out calls you one of the radio shows they're listening to. And it's not even, there's five of them. One of them is in England.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only four in the States.
And you're one of them.
And including mine, the Mike Novak Show. The others are Gardener's Question Time, which I have actually been on. That's the BBC one. I've been on that show. That's a cut that I have here. I got interviewed several years ago by the BBC. And they found out about me when I was at Gargantua Radio down the dial and took some of my audio and put it up there. Let me see if I can find that because I know I've got it in here and it's just so hard to find anything in here. And so they, here we are. This is where this comes from.
Mike Novak is another American gardening great. The Ed Murrow of gardening.
The Ed Murrow, of
gardening.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's when I was...
You sound even fancier just the way she says it.
I know. I would just play that over and
over. I'm sure you did.
Mike Novak is another American gardening great. The Ed Murrow of gardening.
So, how many times do you think I can play that without sending the audience screaming from the room? That we probably reached that point right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. So the Gardener's Question Time was one of the ones that Garden Design listed here. Homegrown, which is they're out of it's on Sirius XM Martha Stewart Living Radio Channel. So
you have to subscribe to get that one. You have
right.
to pay for that one.
Then there's
you're free of charge.
That's right, and you can go online and get it free. You can get the
anywhere.
Podcasts. Go to iTunes. It's free. Then there's You Bet Your Garden that I know other people listen to. Mike McGrath, a very funny guy, and he's on NPR. And Focus on Flowers, which is Indiana University Public Radio. I'm the only commercial one, I think. No, the Martha Stewart Living. That's pretty commercial.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And then mine. And if you want to see what they said...
I love what they said about you. They encapsulated you so well.
Yes. And how is that, Heather?
Let me see. Let me just scroll down here. Amid music clips from TV talk shows and the highly distractible hosts' ramblings...
What do they mean by that?
Mike Novak's focus turns to fascinating discussions of urban farming, plants, and animal biodiversity. They nailed you. They did. They really did. The quote's my favorite, and they have to go online to read the quote.
All I care is they spelled the name right.
They did.
Right, it's there, and it's in Garden Design Magazine, but you can go to my website, mikenovak.net. The homepage, it's up there. Next week, a couple of big doings. It's Earth Day, of course, and Mark Munger is with us in the studio as well. You don't have a mic?
I have a mic. Yes.
You didn't bring your list?
Oh, I thought you would have the list. Because I don't have a printer.
All you had to do was write to me, Mark. All right, we got to find Mark's list because he sent me a list of things that.
Do you guys have plans for Earth Day?
I haven't planned my day, and Earth Day, by the way, is Friday. That's the official date, right? 22nd or the 20th. But everybody's doing something on different. I mean, people are doing stuff this weekend, next weekend. It's like Earth Day is a frame of mind. It's not an actual date. Well, then I'll have to dig this up and see if we can print up some of these. I thought Mark was going to read some of these to me here, but Mark doesn't have a printer.
I'm incompetent.
He's not wasting paper, though.
That's good.
That's my
he's
Earth
not
Day
wasting paper.
Okay. Now
we can pull it up on a screen, and we don't have to print it on anything. How eco-friendly is that?
All I got to do is find the email he sent me. And there it is.
Isn't it? That is something I have noticed with the pressing forward of technology. Less and less paper.
Yeah.
That is good.
It is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's nice to have it in front of you, but really often you can do without it. What did Tom Shepard send us? So let's go start with that because he sent us something.
He sent us the Southeast Environmental Task Force, a 20-year-old organization focused on tackling environmental issues on Chicago's southeast side and nearby south suburbs, is offering its popular Toxics to Treasures tour on Saturday, April 23rd at 10 o'clock, ending at about 1.
Toxics to Treasures, and that's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You can see remnants that heavy industry alongside the struggling natural beauty of the wetlands and former industrial sites. You'll see abundance of birds and waterfowl, steep landfills, both illegally and legally permitted, amazing bridges in the hardworking Calumet River, Chicago's second and third largest lakes, and a golf course built atop a garbage dump.
Yeah, I've golfed on that golf course. I've golfed on two golf courses that are on toxic dumps.
And how do you feel about that?
My tennis shoes glow.
It's eerily beautiful.
It's a decent use of the land. There's another one out in...
There's a ski resort, too, up Lake Geneva Way that I think they also built on an old dump.
The one they're talking about is Harborside International, I believe, is what he's referring to. And then there's one in Northbrook called Willow Hill. And it's the highest point in northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. It's the top of a dump, old dump. They don't dump there anymore, but...
Well, the cost for this tour is $20. The proceeds are going to the non-for-profit environmental organization, and it takes off at the Southeast Environmental Task Force office at 13300 South Baltimore Avenue in Hedgewish? Is that how you say
Hedgewish.
That? Hedgewish.
Hedgewish.
H-E-G-E-W-I-S-C-H. Mm-hmm. Hedgewish. That's my guess.
No, I think it's Hegwish.
Hegwish?
Isn't that how it's pronounced?
Hegwish?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
God, that man's good.
Guy. Well, he lives there.
Mm. Oh, does he?
Near there.
Oh, well, then that's advantageous.
Yeah, that helps.
There. That's where it is. And it's a really good, you know.
So if you want more information about that, let's give them the, you can go to www.setaskforce.org, as in southeasttaskforce.org, or call 773-646-0436. And if you have any questions about the Toxics Tour, Toxics to Treasures, is that
yes,
it?
Yes, Toxics to Treasures.
It's kind of cool. And another thing going on next Saturday on the 23rd, from 10 a.m. to noon, the 11th Annual Earth Day at the North Pond Nature Sanctuary. You can go to the North Pond and help volunteer, and that's in Lincoln Park, of course. To email, you can write volunteer at LincolnParkConservancy.org, LincolnParkConservancy.org. They'd like you to register by tomorrow, but, you know, if you show up, I bet they'll give you a shovel and a rake and whatever you need to do at North Pond. You can also call their hotline, 773-913-5703, 773-913-5703. And, of course, if you are listening to some of this and you say, hey, I want to get involved and I missed it, just write to me and I'll send you the information. Finally, we'll have more later, the Adopt-A-Beach spring kickoff is April 20th to May 4th. New and returning volunteers in the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt-A-Beach program. They had 10,000-plus participants last year in six Great Lakes states. It's in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. It's cool. This is one way you clean up the Great Lakes. I think this is also a good one. And this, actually, the spring kickoff goes from April 20th to May 4th, depending where you are, what location, because there's many locations. For public events in your area, you go to greatlakes.org/adoptabeach/open-events. And again, if you miss that and you need the information, just write to me, and I will send it to you. That's greatlakes.org/adoptabeach/open-events. Okay, lots of stuff on the show. You know, I didn't even tease most of the stuff, but when we come back, we are going to start. You're not going to believe this. We're going back into the dog poof thing, but it's not where you think. I know. It's Poo-Free Parks. It is a program coming to Illinois, coming to the Chicago area. We will talk to the guy who is behind that when we return. But I first tell you that, spring came, then it went, then it came back, then it went again. I think it's gone again today, but that's Chicago. Maybe because the season is so fickle, your March-April issue of Chicagoland Magazine is the one you need to have. You definitely want to pick this up because you get two publications for the price of one. Not only do you get the Midwest's Best Guide to Zone 5 Gardening, that's the magazine, you also receive the Annual Resource Guide, a separate booklet that has information about garden centers, greenhouses and florists, aquatic and pond supplies, landscape design and installation services, and more. There's a story about the Milwaukee piano teacher who has created a symphony of plants in her yard, and the Hyde Park gardener who designed his garden to fit the architecture of his townhouse with spectacular success. And then there's my column on the inside back page. It's not exactly a symphony, more like a one-man band at a subway stop, but it gets your attention. You can purchase Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over Chicago. Better yet, get a subscription. Call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600, or go to chicagolandgardening.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
You know, if everyone did just one thing to help the environment together, we'd make a huge impact. You know, and that's actually good advice from SIDS, because you don't have to change the world all in one fell swoop. You can just do a little bit at a time, and it all adds up. Now, during Earth Week at SIDS, check out their greener options products like composters, rain barrels, and even those push lawnmowers you can't find anywhere. You'll also find, well, you can find them at SIDS. You'll also find organic fertilizers and controls from Fertilome, Espoma, Dr. Earth, and Jonathan Green at SIDS. And no, it's not too late to get corn gluten down. Actually, you know, since things have cooled off, it's still that season. But try to do it this week and save 22% when you buy any season-long program. Arbor Day is a week from Friday, so consider planting a tree or two to help the planet. And remember, please don't toss your plastic planting pots, cell packs, and flats in the trash. Please don't do that. Bring them to SIDS for recycling. And it doesn't matter whether you got them there. If you got them in your garage, you got them in your basement, take them over to SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. They're located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway, in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. Remember, Easter is next Sunday, so if you need an Easter corsage for mom or grandma or a fresh centerpiece for the Easter table, think of SIDS full-service floral shop. You can order online at SIDSonline.com or call 800-974-SIDS. That's 800-974-7437. This is where Mike again hits the wrong button. He's got the, you know what? You guys need to set this up for me. I don't know what I'm doing here anymore. Wait. 3, 2, 1.
Ese amor llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're going to get to Bill Airy in just 1 second, but line two, is that?
Yes, sir.
Let's quickly go to line two and bring in Amtrak Tim. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing pretty good. As best can be expected with the budget process.
Oh, yeah, because one of the first things to go is rail, high-speed rail, right?
Exactly. We want to maximize the amount of money that al-Qaeda people have to kill our troops. So we have to import lots of foreign oil.
Well, but is it still proceeding in Illinois?
It's still proceeding in Illinois. We have pretty good, both political parties are showing support for it, and I'd like to, regardless of which political party it represents, you please call and let them know that you support it and want to see it continuing.
That's a great idea because, even if you can't have an effect at the national level, you can certainly have an effect at the local level, or the state level, that is to say, because Governor Quinn is still pretty much in favor of high-speed rail, and we're happy to take the money that was going to go to other states. That works for me.
Exactly. The other thing it also ends up doing is it shows that if there's long-term support for high-speed rail in Illinois, which makes it very likely for us to get the Talgo manufacturing facility, as an example. But on a happy note,
okay.
May 7th is National Train Day down at Union Station in Chicago.
Okay.
I encourage everyone to go down and enjoy the day, enjoy the sights, check out the equipment, and it's a good time for everybody.
I'll tell you what, I don't have a lot of time right now, but why don't you give me a holler like on May 1st, on May Day when we're on the air, and we'll talk about National Train Day.
That sounds great, Mike.
All right. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's now go to line one and bring in Bill Airy from Denver. Is that where you are right now, Bill?
Yeah, Mike. Denver, Colorado.
Denver. Is there another Denver in the United States? I don't actually know.
I don't know.
I've never checked.
I haven't either.
There's lots of Springfields, but I don't know if there's any other Denvers floating around. Bill is the chief cook and bottle washer, so to speak, for a program called Poo Free Parks. And it is coming to Elmhurst in the Chicago area. And I think we better explain what that is. It's about dogs. It's about walking dogs. It's about keeping parks clean. Give me your best pitch here for poo-free parks, Bill.
Well, it's excuse me. It's a win-win program that we begin installing actually tomorrow in the environmentally friendly dog waste materials in parks throughout the Elmhurst Park District. And park goers can expect to begin using the biodegradable bags by the end of April. The program did launch here in the Denver area and currently spans over 100 parks from Colorado to Illinois. And I've been in talks with other communities, and more than 30 other agencies or cities are currently evaluating the program for implementation. But we are really excited and look forward to bringing the Poo Free Parks program to Elmhurst Park District and other districts throughout the Chicagoland area.
Well, I got a couple of questions. One of them will be, and you can get to answering that in a second, which is, but why Elmhurst? You know, how did Elmhurst get attracted to this? But before that, what was the impetus for this, for starting this program? And explain exactly how it works.
Yeah, sure. I came up with the idea of the Poo Free Parks program through a personal experience, and that's usually the best way to describe the program. While I was walking my two dogs out in a park called Sloan's Lake Park here in Denver, Colorado, and watched another pet owner leave his dog's mess behind on the sidewalk, I got disgusted. And
you know what? I actually have the perfect response to that. When somebody does that...
What is it?
It's this.
Oh, that's nasty.
Okay.
You had to use that soundbite, didn't
that's,
you?
I had to. I don't know if you were listening earlier about Randall, but that's Randall.
That's great. there's a lot of things and that can be said, but... I'm a little bit more passive, and so I went to the dispenser that was on the light pole nearby and wanted to grab a bag out of there and pick it up, and there weren't any bags in the dispenser. And not only that, when I looked inside of the dispenser, there was actual dog feces inside of the dispenser where the clean plastic bags were supposed to be and trash packed in. It was pretty disgusting.
That's nasty.
Yeah, you got to play that clip again.
Yeah, I'll throw it in there at some point.
So you got the problem is dog waste being left behind. Tools are not available, and people either don't care or don't really know the importance of picking up after their pet, other than the fact that it's nasty. It's also a very serious environmental issue. And it's just not a huge priority for the Parks Department because it's so expensive. And what makes it even more expensive is if you're trying to go green as a dog or as a park and as a community, you need to have biodegradable plastic bags. And those are 10 to 20 times the price of the regular polyethylene plastic bags.
Wow. Enter Bill Airy with a solution.
Yeah, so that's when I came up with it. Why not put somebody in charge of this program, and instead of charging the taxpayer, because cities can't afford any new budgetary items, and that's for sure, and everybody knows that, so why not put me in charge of it, and I'll put a little 12-by-18-inch sign up above each station and recognize, Dr. Jones Vet Clinic for sponsoring this poo-free park. And thus the model and the idea was born, and here we are 2.5 years later. Elmhurst Park District is ecstatic about it, and so am I.
How many park districts and parks have you sold this to?
We are in 5 park districts right now in Colorado, and Elmhurst is our first one outside of the Colorado area.
And how did Elmhurst get wind of this, no pun intended?
You'll find an endless amount of puns. It started to gain steam when we were doing our national rollout last November. And last November, we went to the National Recreation and Parks Association convention in Minneapolis. And talk about an interesting event where, there's literally thousands of vendors there trying to get parks departments to write checks to these to them and to their company and buy their products and buy their services. And We were the only vendor in the entire auditorium that was about the size of four football fields that wasn't asking anybody to write a check. Hey, just let us go in, put up these eco-friendly plastic bag stations. We'll maintain them on a weekly basis, and you guys won't have to do anything. We'll put our phone number on the station. If they ever go empty, if they're ever vandalized or graffitied, we'll clean it up. We'll take care of it. Completely off of the plate of the Parks Department, which opens up, you know, labor and capital for other more important improvement projects. And we walked away from that show. Well, to give you an idea, the vendor next to me had two contacts over the three-day period that wanted them to return their call. And the guy to the other side of me walked away with four. And we walked away with over 400 Parks Department managers wanting us to call them to set up an agreement, a partnership agreement.
That's amazing. But the point also is that you have to get the advertisers as well. It's in the park districts. I can see where they would just jump right on board. It's got to be a tougher sell for the advertisers on whose names you put on these stations.
You know, it is. That plays a little bit into my background. To where I used to be an ad sales rep for a large radio station in the Denver market, so I got my feet wet. My family, my grandfather owned his own ad agency, my dad owned his own ad agency, so advertising's in my blood and in my DNA. So that part of it does come naturally to me, and I always said when I first came up with the idea, the hard part's gonna be finding advertisers. And in all honesty, the advertisers are all over this because it does a great thing for the community. It's environmentally friendly, and it's exclusive. Nobody else in the community is allowed to brand themselves in the parks. Only our sponsors can do that. So the sponsors find a tremendous amount of value. The public is more responsive to their sponsorship and their message because they're doing a good thing for them. And it's giving them something that they need and something that they want. It's not your typical advertising type of a gig. It's cause marketing.
The question I have is, you supply the bags at the stations and you keep them, equipped so that people can walk into a park. They don't have to bring their own bag. These bags are biodegradable. Do they then throw them in the regular trash? Is that what happens with them?
Yeah. Our system correlates directly with the existing waste removal system for the parks.
Okay.
And the great thing about that is, again, it's not costing the park system any additional money because they're not having to put up any new trash cans or anything like that.
Well, that's just a fabulous program, Bill. And you start putting it in Elmhurst tomorrow, you said, right?
Yes, sir. We start tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. You'll see us out in the parks. We do all of our maintenance in hybrid vehicles to further reduce our carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
But be on the lookout. We'll be there.
Unbelievable. And I got a feeling that it's going to catch on here in the Chicago area. And I wish you the best of success, Bill Airy, from Poo Free Parks. If you want more information, go to my website, MikeNovak.net. I even put your picture up. I don't know if you went to my website there, Bill.
I'm there. I don't see my picture, though.
Go on this week's show.
Oh, okay.
That's where all the goody information is for what's going on in the show. See, you're at the top of the page, pal.
I feel honored and humbled. Thank you so much, Mike.
And I hope it works out for you and more people get on board. And keep me posted on how things are going, all right?
You got it. We'll stay in touch. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And the one fact that they have on the website there at Poo Free Parks is the American Pet Association estimates that this country's 71 million pet dogs produce over 4.4 billion pounds of waste per year. That's enough to cover 900 football fields with 12 inches of dog waste.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Let's compost that?
Let's let Randall handle this.
Yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
All right. Well, actually, you got to go back a couple of weeks. We should look at dog waste and cat waste, as we've mentioned on the show before, are issues because of pathogens, and you got to be mm-hmm. careful about how
right.
you handle that. And, you know, if you're dealing with that, wash your hands.
I know when I was expecting, I was not allowed to even approach cat waste because of bacteria and viruses that could be. I mean, they were like adamant, like, you don't go near the litter box.
All right. Rick DeMaio weather coming up in just a second. I say tomato, you say tomato, and then I say Dr. Earth's tomato, vegetable, and herb fertilizer. Its organic blend contains fish bone meal, which will provide your tomatoes with proper calcium and prevent blossom end rot. Now, it's Illinois, and it's about 30 degrees out there right now. We might get snow tonight, so you don't want to be putting your tomatoes in the ground yet. But I'm just warning you that you want to want something good like Dr. Earth's tomato, vegetable, and herb fertilizer, because it's also packed with 7 champion strains of beneficial soil microbes, which help make nutrients available to your plants. Dr. Your Earth with Dr. Earth. We're going to do that today. I don't know who's in the room here who's going to help me plant my veggies out in the... I sent you a little email about that.
Do I get the salad at the end, like the little red hen?
Yes, you do.
Then I'll
help. If you help me plant my salad, we're going to put cool season veggies out in the parking lot farm.
Well, I had too much fun making, you know, stuff with the eggplants last year, so count me in.
So there you go. And Mark, think you might help?
I would love to, but I have to go to work.
Ugh. Work.
Sorry. I know.
Work is so overrated.
I underrate it, actually.
Dr. Your Earth with Dr. Earth. 35 million satisfied customers, can't be wrong. Visit drearth.com to find a dealer near you.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Have you got something funny?
I got a text from a friend of mine here. It says, why is it every time I tune you on, you're talking about dog beep? And it does seem to be a constant discussion topic on this show lately, doesn't it?
I don't know why that is.
You don't even own a dog.
Nope. When you do good business, you have a successful business. Of course, doing good business starts with a solid product, and that's what Bombex has done with their deer and animal repellent products that they've been selling for more than 20 years. Bombex animal repellents are made from all natural and recycled ingredients. They're harmless to wildlife, including aquatic species, as well as humans and pets, and they don't contain petrochemical or synthetic components. Bombex keeps critters away from your plants using both the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, garlic, and other naturally occurring ingredients. And they work effectively throughout all the seasons. Don't look for Bombex products in a box store. Look for them in a Bombex store, meaning your local independent garden center. If you don't see Bombex at your favorite garden center, you can call Bombex, B-O-B-B-E-X, and they'll check it out for you. But you can find Bombex products at Gobert's in South Barrington, Illinois, Village Farm Stand in South Holland, Illinois, The Chalet in Wilmette, Illinois. And remember, plants survive and thrive with Bombex. Oh, I don't even know which one's going to come up here. Good enough. What's that?
I never pictured you as a Black Eyed Peas fan.
It's cool. I think I played it last year. Actually, I think I meant to play... I know. Hold on. That's not the one I want.
In my opinion, that's one of their weaker songs, actually. They're capable
of so much better. I just go for the popular stuff. I don't go for the hip stuff, you know? Okay, let's
go. This is way hipper.
Yeah.
In a broken hip kind of way.
Nice.
Early morning yesterday.
Or even today, and it's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We go to line one. Is that where we have Mr. DeMaio? How you doing, Rick?
I'm always on line one. You know that.
It's true. We give you line one every time.
Yeah, but you always start out with, what line is Rick on? Oh, yeah, line one. Like, you make it seem like, oh.
We got 47 lines here, and there's usually one call. There's usually one person online, and you're it.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And I pay you, so, you know, that's even worse.
Yeah, and you send me a 1099 as well. I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Use it.
How you doing?
Use it wisely. I'm doing okay. What's with this weather, Rick?
Oh, God, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. You know what? It's the product of a very, very strong mid-latitude jet stream that kind of got going the last couple weeks of March. And I even said it going into the second half of the winter season. I got to tell you, we had our annual banquet last night, the American Mutological Society.
I forgot about that. I missed it. How did it go?
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. It was all right. Harry Volkman spoke. It was good, but there was actually not as many people there as I thought there would be. But every year we hand out awards for different types of, you know, winter weather projections, and the official snowfall at Midway Airport was 54.5, and my forecast came in at was 53.5, so I won for the third out of the last 4 years.
All right. Yeah. I know what you were going to say. You were going to say, your meteorologist came through with that.
Yeah, I guess I was. It didn't really come out.
That's
well.
Okay.
But
no, it's great.
I said that I was looking at a new spider web that's on my sunroom window here. I'm like, how did he get in? I guess that warmth of the last week kind of like made all the bugs kind of come out, and all of a sudden they go, oh no, it's a little bit too early. It's a little bit
I know.
Too cold. Going back in.
It faked them right out.
Yeah, especially when you see snow flying across the sky yesterday. Wasn't it something?
I didn't actually see it because I was stuck indoors most of the day. I did get caught in some wet rain, but I didn't see the snow.
It was a straight snow there for about an hour, and oddly enough, Mike, I think we have a pretty good chance of seeing some more tonight, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. And this is the kind of stuff that's going to come in late at night. Could even be a little bit of lightning and thunder mixed in. This could be what we call convective snow. And if it does occur, there'll be some really big flakes, especially across, I think, the more northern suburban areas. But I don't know if the Chicagoland, or at least the city of Chicago, is going to be somewhat immune from this. The one thing we have going for us is a lot of sunshine today, so the ground temperatures are pretty warm. So nothing's going to stick on the pavement. It'll be gone by tomorrow afternoon, but I always say, if you're still getting, you know, kind of winterly-like weather, and it's already tax day, then you're kind of getting the short end of the stick from the standpoint of spring, because technically we're like a month into spring already, and we've had some spring-like days, but they've been interspersed with a lot of cool days, especially winds off Lake Michigan last week. We had 3 or 4 days this week, and it seems like as soon as we start to get warm, we get cold again. And then I think that pattern sticks with us for this week as well, Mike.
Well, yeah, it's a double whammy here. Here folks are finishing their income taxes and it's snowing. How depressing can life get?
yeah, especially when you know when you have to pay, right?
Right. You know, I just want to be a big corporation where the government pays me to operate.
We picked the wrong business here, you know.
Nope. Well, yeah. Meteorology, radio, gardening. I could just go on and on and on.
Yeah, the things that actually help people don't get as much of a gratitude there, money wise. But you know, we really got to talk about this. I know we don't have a lot of time today, but we got to talk about this. Severe weather event yesterday, Friday, and also Thursday. Again, a massive outbreak in North Carolina, South Carolina. I was talking to my brother all the way from Lumberton, North Carolina, down into Georgia. He was driving down to visit my folks in Florida. And he was basically cherry-picking his way through tornado warnings on I-95. And luckily, he was able to get south of the line before it got real bad. But my God, I think the death toll over at least through yesterday afternoon and last night in North Carolina is up to 23.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and then the death toll for the last 3 days is now up to 44.
That's
which is a
massive storm. Yeah.
That's quite a bit. Now, I hate to say that that's actually a low number compared to the type of storms that we had, but it is. And one of the things I teach in my classes is the fact that we have excellent outlooks, excellent watches, excellent warnings. I think the communication that we get out to the public is so much better. And you take the same event and you put it back, say, to 1967, when we had the Palm Sunday outbreak on April 11th, when we had 47 tornadoes, but we had nearly 250 people die. Mm-hmm. Now you can have the reverse. You can have 250 tornadoes and maybe 45 people die. So we've made some improvements there, but clearly when you have an outbreak like this, it's not so much the fatalities that are high, but the property damage, my gosh, is just extensive. And if there's one thing that's terrible during a time when you have still people trying to get their feet back on the ground from an economic standpoint, is have this widespread property damage. And especially in, I think it was in Raleigh, North Carolina, this Lowe's, which was one of the mega big box Lowe's down there, was completely destroyed. And it's a store like that that becomes literally like another church for people in need to recover, you know, between getting things back on, you know, material-wise to put together your houses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the weather pattern looks very active again this week, Mike, without a doubt.
Anything like that that's going to come in? Have we been protected because it's been so cool? Because...
Yeah, part of it, and that's a good question, because the wind that we had off the lake yesterday, Friday, kept us cool here for any storms, but I don't think that's going to be the case for Tuesday, so I'm thinking that we can probably get somewhat in the way of rain late tonight, a little bit of wet snow. I think it clears out around here early tomorrow morning that we get back into some rain late tomorrow evening into Tuesday, and Tuesday become one of these situations where we have showers, thunderstorms, some possibly severe on Tuesday, and it looks like another outbreak possibly during the day on Friday. So we are not going to be immune from the storms that we had in the south this coming week as the jet stream, as it should this time of the year, make its further progression northward, and that's, I think, what's going to happen this week. So I urge people to, you know, listen to radio, listen to TV when they hear something about a convective outlook. That's usually like a one-day in advance thing, and a watch is obviously something that could happen, and a warning obviously is something that, you know, it will happen. So this week, particularly Tuesday and Friday, look potentially dangerous. We'll get a little bit of a break today, but you look outside, you see the winds blowing at 30 miles per hour, and the temperature is barely 40 degrees. It's not the kind of weather you want on the 17th of April, not at all.
I guess not, but, you know, this is Chicago, and we do know that our last frost-free date is usually around May 15th, so we still got another month.
Yeah, I would urge people in the current weather pattern that we're in, you could do little containers and keep them in the sun during the day and bring them in at night, because I know people like to get that going, but... don't let the 83-degree weather last week fool you into wanting to put stuff into the ground.
Do not put your tomatoes out yet. That's what I tell you.
This is definitely something where we have at least another three weeks of potentially cold weather coming in bouts in little small pieces. But if all you need is one little small piece, and it acts like a 20-pound weight. That's for sure.
All right, that's Rick DeMaio. Tuesday and Friday, keep your radio on and keep an eye out or on the television or the internet or wherever you check your weather. You can go to DeMaioWeather.com or you can go to my website, MikeNovak.net.
And it's all there.
It's all there. And you're right. We're better informed, and that's really a good thing.
Yeah, without a doubt, Mike.
All right. Talk to you next week,
okay,
Rick.
Okay, see you, Mike. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Have you seen the cost of food lately? Yikes. Like gas prices, they ain't pretty. And there's no reason to believe that they'll come down soon, which is one good reason to head over to Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Estimates of how much you can save by growing your own range from doubling your dollar to increasing it 25-fold, you know, anywhere in between there. Pesci's is the place to go for your spring gardening needs. And it's time to get some cool weather veggies in the ground. I'm going to put some in today. Out back in the parking lot here, and some of them I got at Pesci's. And don't worry, if you didn't plant seeds, you can pick up starter veggies like broccoli, cauliflower, celery, collards, and lettuce. All of their veggies are free of sprays and fertilizers. Fruit trees and berry bushes are in now, too, along with cool season annuals like pansies, violas, sweet alyssum, potted tulips, hyacinths, and many more. And you can't beat their gardening advice. Wally's Tip of the Week is next hour. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, or visit them online at Pesci's.com, P-E-S-C-H-E-S.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. Taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only one-third of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a push or electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Looking to outsmart burrowing creatures? Try Molemax from Bonide. Made from all-natural ingredients, Molemax effectively repels moles, of course, voles, rabbits, gophers, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing and digging animals. Molemax is not harmful to animals or people, and the dustless and biodegradable granules are safe for use around children, plants, and pets. Just apply 3 to 4 times a year to send nuisance animal pests away. Molemax is available in 10-pound bags that cover 5,000 square feet or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Molemax is also available in quart-sized ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose end sprayer. Molemax can be found at Wanamaker's Home and Garden Center in Illinois, Berthold Nursery and Garden Center in Elk Grove Village, and the Barn Owl in Carroll Stream, or visit bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E.com, to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. The app features a search engine where you can type in the name of the pest, weed, or animal and find a solution for your problem. How cool is that? Get it at Bonide.com. We'll get to Carolyn Ulrich in exactly 60 seconds. Meanwhile, this isn't exactly a tip from the carrot trees, but to me it's even better. One of my listeners sent me a tweet last week, and it read, quote, live in a huge condo complex, used to be Arlington Club Golf Course. Care of Trees takes care of us. They do a great job. Beautiful. And, of course, great was spelled G-R and the numeral 8. That's what you do on Twitter. While I love to receive messages like that, it doesn't surprise me when I do. That's because I know the people at the Care of Trees, not just as advertisers, but as clients, friends, and concerned environmentalists who have worked with me in organizations like MELA, the Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association. It's not surprising that the Care of Trees was recognized in 2010 for the 6th straight year as a company that cares. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees. This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We go immediately, and funny, it's line one again, and bring in my editor from Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, Carolyn Ulrich. How you doing, Carolyn?
I am just fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
What do you think of this weather?
It could be better. I mean, I have a spring break for my other job this week, and it's going to be, I'm going to be staying in the house, I think. So.
Oh, you could get some work done in the yard, I'll bet.
Some work done,
yeah.
Yes.
And that's your teaching job, I assume.
That's right.
But you also have another job, and it's not really a job. It's a
being your boss, which is a full-time occupation.
But that wasn't what I was going to talk. Hey, stop it, Heather.
What? I didn't do anything. I wasn't applauding her or anything.
But you're also involved with a great organization,
yes,
which is Growing Home, and they are having their annual benefit coming up in a couple of weeks, and we thought we should get the word out because they do such great work. Tell me a little bit about it, about both the benefit and Growing Home.
Okay, first the organization. The organization has been in existence for over 10 years now, and the idea is to not only have local food, local food operations, and it does have 3 certified organic farms, one out by Marseille, but 2 in the Englewood neighborhood. But then what's unique about Growing Home is that it combines the local food movement and local food concerns, food safety concerns, with a social operation, and so a social mission, let's say. And so its job is to train hard-to-employ people, formerly homeless people, sometimes incarcerated people, people who can't find a job and who need job training. So it trains these people to grow the food, market the food, and give some basic job readiness skills. And so it takes on a group of interns each year and trains them and works with them. And the food that is grown is sold at the Green City Market, also in CSAs, which is a community-supported agriculture operation.
I had a Growing Home CSA last year, and it was awesome. It was just great stuff. And we would pick it up every week over at the the market in Lincoln Park.
Well, you know, that's how it works. You know, you have drop-off points, and people can stop by on their way home from work, and it's already prepaid, and so you just, you know, zoom by, get it, and 5 minutes later you're on your way. And you get, you know, whatever is in you know, whatever has been harvested that week is what you get. So it's always, it's like Christmas, you know? Surprise.
It is. It is cool. And, of course, so one of the ways they pay for what they do is they have a big benefit each year.
Yes.
And it's at the Chicago Cultural Center.
Right, in Preston Bradley Hall, which is a gorgeous room.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, and if how can you live in Chicago and not have been to Preston Bradley Hall in the Chicago Cultural Center? But some people haven't.
Absolutely.
And Bill Curtis is going to be speaking.
Yes. Oh, there are always, you know, interesting speakers. And so the keynote speaker is Bill Curtis, and we all know. But also what, you know, always, you know, pulls at the tug, you know, my heartstrings every time is that a graduate of Growing Home will speak. And this year, the former intern is Fred Daniels, who's now working as a staff member at Growing Home. But last year, at the benefit, a woman who had graduated, a middle-aged Hispanic woman, stood up and said, you know, in her opening, she said, "When I was in jail, I didn't know da 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 da."
Yeah.
You know, well, that kind of gets your attention, and so, you know, then she goes on to talk about how working at Growing Home had changed her life. And so these moments are always very heartwarming, and they always make me feel so proud, really, personally proud, to be on the board of Growing Home, because I think it is a worthy organization.
Oh, it's just fabulous. I was there last year for that, and it sometimes takes your breath away a little bit to just see.
And a tear to the eye.
Yeah, and the good that Growing Home is doing in training people, and not just training them, but doing it organically.
You got
to really have that's quite an act that they do there, and quite a service.
And all three farms are certified organic, and one of the ones in Englewood, which is at 5814 South Wood Street, near Ashland Street, if you don't know where Wood is. Anyway, it operates year round. There are hoop houses where they can harvest greens in January, and they do harvest greens in January.
I've been there. I've seen the operation. What they're doing is fabulous. If you want more information, you can go to my website, mikenovak.net. I've got all the links there. I got the link to Growing Home and to the benefit. But you can go to growinghomeinc.org if you want to go directly there.
And you can buy a ticket there.
And yeah, get a ticket or get involved in their CSA, get a CSA share, and I'm sure you guys are going to have a great time. So
now, one more word about food.
You got 10 seconds.
Okay, food is fabulous. This year the entrees are being done by Paul Virant, who was just recently nominated for a James Beard Award.
Cool.
Big deal.
All right. Have a great week, Carolyn. Enjoy your time off.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stick around next hour. Garlic mustard and how it is bad for the environment.
Oh, that's nasty.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh. Things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost, life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
I'd play this song even if it wasn't Earth Week. It's just too good. You know, you just... Oh, Marvin.
It's beautiful. It gets you right in your soul.
It's a beautiful song. Yeah. Mr. Mark Munger, have you got some more events? Let's open the... You know what? I didn't open with Honey Badger here. Maybe we'll have to play a little more Honey Badger.
Oh, darn.
Can we get just a few seconds of Honey Badger in here? Let's see.
The honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a sh**. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy f*** look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the honey badger. Birds don't care. And you know what? The jackals do it, too. Look at these little dogs. They're like, thanks, stupid. Thanks for the mouse. See you later.
The best is how that video actually ends, because honey badger, I don't know how it got that name, because it's a tough little cookie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's mowing on those
cobras. Well, I think it's probably because it goes after the honey, probably.
It doesn't care about getting stung by bees, and half of its diet in the video is cobra.
Well, before we get into, by the way, if you missed the first hour of the show and you have no idea what you just heard, you got to go to YouTube. You type in Randall and honey badger and take a look at this video that has over 4 million hits. And we're going to add, it's going to be 4 million and 4 hits after being on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I want Randall on my show. How do I get Randall on the show?
Oh, dear. That would take some research, but I'll see what I can do.
And I would have to do it on tape because we might have to bleep.
I think that would be a pre-recorded way to go.
Mark, got to give us a couple of Earth Day events.
Well, now that you're hungry, Prosciutto's in Wicker Park is going to have all this week from Monday to Saturday. If you bring in a recycled, something that can be recycled, they'll take 10% off of your bill. So that's a great thing. And then on Friday the 22nd, they're putting together a drink called the Treetini, which sounds really fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And for every Treetini that you buy, they'll plant a tree in India, in a rainforest that was damaged by a typhoon. And bring the kids because they have Treetini mocktails, and they'll do the same thing.
Nice.
There. So that's kind of nice. And then, if you want to run, and if you're
run for Earth,
if you're a honey badger, you could do it backwards. There's the second annual.
Honey badger don't care.
It doesn't care. It runs backwards. There's a second annual 5K for Earth Day at Humboldt Park on Saturday, April 23rd. You can register this week. Before the race, and it's $30. If you register on the day of the race, it's $35. And if you don't want to run on Saturday, you can run on Thursday for the Arbor Day 3K.
I'm exhausted
5K
already.
3K right. Walk at Grant Park. This one's nice. It starts at 6 p.m., so it's for the late risers.
Excellent.
It's
like,
great.
What are you if a lazy tree hugger like myself?
Yeah.
Our 5K run will start at 8 p.m., right after cocktails.
And there's a festival afterwards, a big party.
I just got an okay, that's that, and these are all
so
kind
you
of related
run
related
to, you run toward
these things. Are all related to Earth Days in some way though.
These are all in the Arbor Day 3K aims
Arbor Day is a week later.
But
that's out of Grand Park too.
It's part of Earth
Week. Make Earth Day every day, darn it. Earth Day and Arbor Day.
The benefits will go to the Tree Partnership Chicago, which is aiming to plant 15,000 trees in Chicago by the year 2015.
Cool.
So that's great.
All right. I just got an email from Jeannie Phelan, who wrote that she's been in touch with Tracy Noel, who's the CSA manager in Marseilles. Growing Home will make a Joliet stop for their CSA if they can get 10 customers over there. So if you're Joliet Way and you want to get a CSA from Growing Home, they can go to info@growinghomeinc.org or call 773-549-1336. 773-549-1336. I know we have a lot of listeners out Joliet Way, and how cool would that be if Growing Home would make a stop over there for CSA. All right, when we come back. Oh, never mind. I won't play that later. I was going to play a little more Honey Badger, but you know, you can OD on that stuff, you know, just too much. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kathy McGlynn with the Northeast Illinois Invasive Plant Partnership. It's the Garlic Mustard Challenge coming up in the next couple of weeks as we head into May, which is Illinois Invasive Species Awareness Month. So we'll be with her in just a sec. What do Ball Horticultural, the Lincoln Park Zoo, Elmhurst College, and Motorola have in common? They have all been partners with WRD Environmental, an ecological consulting firm that has been creating sustainable landscapes since 1997. WRD Environmental designs, installs, manages, and consults on projects and programs that conserve natural resources, promote sustainability, cultivate biodiversity, and restore nature's balance. But just as important, WRD is a good partner. Whether it's managing a large-scale conservation development or cultivating a community greening initiative, clients trust WRD to anticipate, prevent, and solve potential problems. WRD Environmental takes a comprehensive approach to every project, keeping it the overall objectives in mind and building teams along the way to achieve the best results. WRD is all about innovation and execution with unparalleled focus. So when you're looking for a partner to help your business literally change the world around it, choose WRD. WRD Environmental, where the built and natural environments meet. Now, we were just talking about all the events in Earth Day, and here's a message from SIDS, and it's a good one. If everyone did just one thing to help the environment, we'd make a huge impact. Now, during Earth Week at SIDS, you can check out their greener options products, like composters, rain barrels, and even those push lawnmowers that are so hard to find. You'll also find organic fertilizers and controls from Fertilome, Espoma, Dr. Earth, and Jonathan Green at SIDS. And no, it's not too late to get corn gluten down. We just we got a phone call from Jennifer Brennan, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
Who was on the show last week, and who says, "Yep, you can still do this." So if you want to get the corn gluten out on your lawn and help suppress weeds, it keeps weed seeds from germinating. You can get it at SIDS, and you can save 22% when you buy any season-long program. Arbor Day is a week from Friday, so consider planting a tree or two to help the planet. And remember, please don't toss your plastic planting pots, cell packs, and flats in the trash. Why would you do that when you could bring them to SIDS for recycling? SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway, in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road and Hassard Boulevard. And remember, Easter is next Sunday, and of course, you're going to be here to help me with the show, Heather, right? And and the big third anniversary Mike Novak extravaganza. This is my third anniversary show next week. And
I want to be here, but I'm supposed
to. Do I have to shut off your mic?
No. Just, I wish you could show the riddled look of torn guilt on my face. But it's
so
radio.
So if you need an Easter corsage for mom or grandma or Mike Novak, the show host, or a fresh centerpiece for the Easter table, think of SIDS, full-service floral shop. You can order online at SIDSonline.com or call 800-974-SIDS, 800-974-7437.
A corsage for mom? For mom? Why do you have to give mom a corsage on Easter?
How about show host Mike Novak just stop by to his show, his big third anniversary show, give him a plant.
Can I bring the kids all hopped up on the chocolate bunnies?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then you got a date.
Then I want to watch them bite the heads off, all right? That's what I will teach them how to do.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
And then your genial show host says, it's spring, which means that it's time to think about improving your soil. Gardeners want to know, what can I get? You know, I tell you to get compost, and I say the best place to get compost is in that big steaming pile, which we talked about earlier, but that's a different thing, in a landscape place. But you can also get something good in a bag, and that's Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost. Now, the next question you have is, what is cotton burr compost? It's a 100% organic product consisting of composted cotton burrs, a byproduct of the ginning process. Cotton burr compost is a great food source for beneficial soil organisms, the organisms that feed your plants. Here's another thing you're going to like. It's a clay buster. Cotton burr compost is prized for its ability to break up tight clay soils, and we certainly have enough of that in the Chicago area. Dr. Wally at Pesci's, Jennifer Brennan at Chalet, and we all love Back to Nature products, so give them a try. Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost is available at Red's Garden Center in Northbrook, Illinois. Knuppers or Knuppers, we never did find out how. Somebody said, you're pronouncing it wrong. I need somebody to call us. Now, exactly how do you pronounce that?
773-838-9278.
And they're in Palatine. Castle Gardens in Volo, Illinois, and Richmond, Illinois, and this is the song that I wanted. Yeah. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Heather, you're welcome to give Twitter and Facebook a little plug
here.
You
can follow us on Twitter at Mike Now, and we do have a Facebook page, The Mike Novak Show on Facebook. Just go there, and you can get all the links to all of our guests today and find out all about us and this lovely little radio show we have here.
Okay, and I hope you listen to the podcast.
We got a couple of tweets with some questions for you, too, coming up.
Oh, we got a couple of phone calls mm-hmm. coming in, too, so I'll let you handle that. And meanwhile, we're going to go to line one and bring in Kathy McGlynn. Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Good, Mike, how are you?
Fine. As I mentioned before the break, May is Illinois Invasive Species Awareness Month, and you guys are doing the Garlic Mustard Challenge. And this is it's all over the place, isn't it? And I mean not only the challenge, but garlic mustard too, isn't it?
It is. It's a big invader of woodland and forest understories.
Where does garlic mustard originally come from?
It's from Europe, and it was introduced in about 1868, first recorded in Long Island, New York.
Probably somebody thought, ooh, this is a nice-looking plant. And who knows why, but they thought, well, let's put this in the yard, huh?
Well, actually, it was intentionally introduced for salad greens and herbs.
Ah, well, that's why one of the events actually had a cook-off attached to it. I think that was yesterday in Elgin, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Did you go to the cook-off by any chance?
I did not go, but I have posted the recipe cards on our website for folks who are interested in giving garlic mustard a try.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah.
But the problem, you know, we have so much of it, though, that we hope everybody eats garlic mustard.
Yes.
and one of the difficulties, and I noticed that when, and you can find out about these events on my website, mikenovak.net, and you go to take the garlic mustard challenge, and you've got lists of various places that are doing it, and it stretches all the way out to the East Coast and into the Midwest, but mostly what you list here are things in the Midwest. They've already started. As we said, we had an event in Elgin, and it's going to go into May, into Illinois Invasive Species Awareness Month. And of all the invasive species, this is one of the most pernicious, is it not?
It is very prevalent, and it's spread very far, very quickly, yes.
And why is it so damaging?
Well, part of the reason it's a very good competitor, and it will outshade native plants and will also take up a lot of space, and it reproduces pretty quickly. Each plant produces thousands of seeds, so one of the main reasons of having the garlic mustard pull now is to prevent the plants from setting seed.
When does it set seed? It must be relatively soon, I would think.
May, June.
Okay, so you want to get it before, you know, it's got the flower. It's, you know, it's like dandelions. You know, you tell people if you want to control dandelions in your lawn, one of the things you got to do is mow them before they can set the seed, before they flower. Just lop those babies off. The same thing is true with garlic mustard, right?
Yes, except that it takes several years to exhaust the seed bank, so we have to continue pulling it for at least 5 years because the seeds remain viable for 4 years or so.
All right. Why do you pull it instead of mow it or burn it or herbicide it, for that matter?
Well, you can do a number of things. We do burn it. We can cut it down also, as long as it's done before seeding. And you can herbicide it in cases where there are very large infestations, but you have to be really careful about not damaging native plants because the herbicide that's used is a general one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, it's a broad range of plants that it'll take out, those herbicides. Now, when you pull a garlic mustard, do you have to be careful not to leave any roots down there?
Yes, because they can grow from root parts.
Just in a tiny, tiny bit?
I'm not sure the size, but it's recommended to get as much of the root as possible.
Mm-hmm. So folks go out there and they have their garbage bags, right? And they gather up stuff and throw them into bags. And then do you compost or you take some for salads or what? It depends. Well, I guess it depends on the event, doesn't it?
It does. But it was recommended to store them in black plastic and basically let them rot.
Well, that's a nice thing to have happen to garlic mustard. Let it rot. Are you going to be at any of these in the near future? Any of these events?
Most likely, probably one or two. Yes.
Oh, you haven't picked it out.
I haven't picked them out yet.
Or haven't picked the garlic mustard out yet. Give me another. Plant that you think is as dangerous as garlic mustard in terms of invasive, since we're heading into Illinois Invasive Species Awareness Month?
I would put buckthorn at the top of the list.
Really?
Yes.
And the two tend to go in tandem, don't they? You can see buckthorn and garlic mustard in the same area, buckthorn being a woody plant and garlic mustard being herbaceous. Boy, that could really devastate an area, the two of them, couldn't they?
Yes, and buckthorn is extremely expensive to remove and treat.
Why?
Because it's so labor-intensive and it requires several years' worth of work.
Why is it so labor-intensive?
Because it's a woody plant, and in many cases, they've used weed wrenches to yank them out by the roots, but that's also difficult to do. There's another option of cutting the stems and then dripping herbicide individually on each stem, which is quite labor-intensive, and repeatedly doing this.
And don't you have the same problems with buckthorn that you do with garlic mustard, which is the seeds? I mean, they produce these berries, and then don't they stay in the soil as well? And then those little seedlings sprout from those?
They do, and one of the other issues is that birds disperse them because they eat the fruits and then deposit them elsewhere.
You know, and I understand people who have buckthorn and say, oh, those are my woods, don't take my woods. But they're really not doing themselves or the environment any favor by continuing to harbor buckthorn in there. You know, it's like I talk about it like it's a fugitive, but it is. I mean, get it out of there. My feeling is, you know, you can do better than that because it'll continue to spread, won't it?
It will, and it also contributes to erosion, and it has allelopathic effects. It produces a chemical that it distributes in the soil that affects not only plants but native insects and small mammals and birds in some cases.
Yeah. So there you have it. If you got buckthorn, get rid of it. That's the best thing you can do. If you got garlic mustard, pull it out. Get it out by the roots and do it before it goes to seed. We just got a tweet. Snarky Vegan also has some recipes, too. She says folks can eat their way through the garlic mustard in their yards, usually not in your yard, although I've seen them pop up, even in my neighborhood in Logan Square, which is weird to see garlic mustard in the middle of the city like that. You just go, whoa, that you're a long way from home. But I guess they can grow pretty much anywhere. And anyway, Snarky Vegan says, I posted links to my recipes on my blog, which is snarkyvegan.com. So if you want more of the garlic mustard recipes. Kathy McGlynn, who is the coordinator of the Northeast Illinois Invasive Plant Partnership. You can find their website on mine, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show. You can find out about garlic mustard. You can find out about the the challenge, the garlic mustard challenge all over the area, and I hope you people take advantage of it. Great talking to you again, Kathy.
You too. Thanks, Mike.
Have a great one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're going from one thing to another. Now we're going to head to city council in just a do we still have – we missed Bernie? Oh, he – what did he tell us there, Mark?
He said it's pronounced Knuper.
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 Hey, Bernie, if you call back, I'll give you a prize for that, just for getting the right pronunciation, Knuper. So it's not Knuper. You say Knuper, and I say Knuper. There you have it. All right, we will move on to city council in just a heartbeat. Wish you could give your soil a shot of wheatgrass to boost its health? Well, save the wheatgrass juice for yourself. And for your soil, try Dr. Earth's probiotic potting soil. Its beneficial microbes will help to peak nutrient levels. Dr. Earth potting soils can be used indoors and outdoors, in raised bed, mixed with existing garden soil, added to existing soil in containers or pots, or you can use it on its own. Doctor your earth with Dr. Earth. 35 million satisfied customers, can't be wrong. Visit DrEarth.com to find a dealer near you.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Here's a real quote from a real person who used Bobex deer repellent. Here's the quote. I finally saw my daylilies. End of quote. It says it all, doesn't it? You know that to deer, daylilies are bonbons and tulips. Well, don't even think about planting tulips if you have deer in the neighborhood, unless you have Bobex in your arsenal. Bobex will give your bonbons, or that is to say your daylilies, a chance to survive, protecting them from critters like deer, rabbits, groundhogs, squirrels, and chipmunks. How do they do it? Well, Bobex steers grazers away using both the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, garlic, and other naturally occurring ingredients. There's plenty of information about Bobex products and how to use them at Bobex.com. That's Bobex.com. All Bobex products are environmentally safe. You're not going to find it in the big box stores, only at your local independent garden center, like Thistle Stop Garden Shop in Yorkville, Illinois, Ferraro Garden Spot in Northbrook, Illinois, of course, Sid's Greenhouse in Palos Hills and in Bolingbrook. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex. We will get to Lan Richard from the Eco Justice Collaborative. Gosh, wish I could talk. And we'll do that in just a second. Now, remember last week when it was 85 degrees? I know that a number of you do, and you were all so happy and smug about spring. You weren't thinking about taking a cruise at all, were you? You were thinking about taking a walk. But today, ha! Wake up and smell your dirty socks. And because you know what winter and spring are like in Chicago, you just found out, make the decision to join me next February 25th to March 3rd, 2012, when I'll be on the Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun, visiting the Caribbean destinations of Nassau, St. Thomas, San Juan, Great Stirrup Cay, and more. We'll be exploring spectacular Zone 11 gardens on some of the most iconic tropical islands on the Northern Hemisphere, where they never have snow in April. And I will be your genial host for this excursion, and I'll share my insights about Midwest gardening along the way. There are a couple of ways you can get more information. You can go to my website, MikeNovak.net, and click on the picture of the Norwegian Sun or call Cruise Works at 800-876-6664. That's 800-876-6664 or log on to cruise-works.com or just write to me, mike@mikenowak.net, MikeNowak. And I'll send you all the information you need. I hope that you sign up today. is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. If I said I was going to line one right now, I'd be telling the truth. I know Rick DeMille thinks that all my calls come in on line one. But, Lan, you're on line one. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you. Lan Richard from the Eco Justice Collaborative. You guys are doing a really cool thing this week. And you know, it sounds funny, but it behind it is a very serious thing. You're going to be doing something called Where's My Walderman?
Exactly.
And if you're on Twitter, if any of you are on Twitter, here's what you want to do. Hashtag C-H-I-C-O-A-L. Hashtag Chai Coal is where all the information about Where's My Walderman. Now, we need to explain what does that mean, Where's My Walderman?
Okay, to step back a bit, we're part of the Eco Justice Collaborative is part of the Clean Power Coalition in Chicago. It's a group of over 50 organizations, community, environmental, labor organizations who have been working the last 18 months to begin to bring a clean energy future to Chicago. And one of the centerpieces of this is support of the Clean Power Ordinance. The genesis was out of some of the work we did in taking delegations to West Virginia and then back to Chicago and making the links of the real costs of coal. And one of our local aldermen, Alderman Joe Moore, the 49th Ward, was part of a delegation. He came back and said, what can I do to help? And so we pulled together a coalition. He's put together an ordinance that was introduced a full year ago, actually more than a year ago, to clean up and reduce the emissions from two very old coal-fired power plants in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, the Fisk and the Crawford, and one of them's in Pilsen and the other's in Little Village. And I see them all on my way to work every Sunday. So I'm constantly reminded of that. And we talked in January or early February about, you know, there was supposed to be a hearing and it got postponed. And so Joe Moore had his own hearing, the people's hearing, as he called it. And a lot of people testified about the negative effects of these two coal-fired power plants. And now it looks like there is actually going to be a hearing this Thursday at City Council. And apparently 26 out of 50 aldermen have signed, are co-sponsors of this ordinance, and normally you'd think, well, it's a done deal. They'll get it out of committee, let's vote it, and let's get this thing taken care of. But that's not quite the way Chicago politics works, is it, Lan?
That's not the way politics works in Chicago. I don't think it's you know, coincidence that we now have a hearing just days before the end of Mayor Daley's reign before, you know, in the session of council. The hearing is now scheduled before the Joint Committee of Health and also Environmental Protection and Public Utilities. It's at 10 a.m. this coming Thursday in the City Council chambers. And we all know that very little moves without Mayor Daley's approval. And so there are two big questions we have. You know, will Mayor Daley allow his legacy to be to leave behind two of the nation's dirtiest power generators? And will the aldermen of the city of Chicago actually do something to give honest consideration of this ordinance? And so we know we're up against quite a bit here, and we've decided to do something kind of fun, kind of humorous, and yet, as you say, very serious. We're going to shine a virtual light on the city council. And we're going to do this through the power of the Internet and the social network of Twitter. We will be creating a web page where, in real time, we can, as the public can see the status of the hearing. We'll have Twitter messages sent by people at the hearing, and then comments posted, hopefully, from both people at the hearing as well as throughout the Chicago area, the country. We want this to get lots of exposure. And the question, it's really a Where's Waldo kind of thing. We call it Where's My Walderman? And so literally we want to know, we're going to report back, where's the committee alderman stand on the issue of protecting the health of the Chicagoans? And also, oddly enough, literally, are they going to be present on the day of the hearing to consider this important measure?
So you're going to have, yeah, because you need everybody there to get this done. And if you can't get all the aldermen there, there's no vote. And, you know, normally somebody could say, oh, I was in the bathroom. Sorry, I missed it, you know. And you guys are literally going to track people down. You're going to have folks following aldermen with their cameras and with their phones and tweeting their whereabouts at the crucial time, correct?
Well, we'll see if that happens. We will be poking fun at aldermen if they are not there, if they're doing things, and we will be, virtually searching for them in strange places. You know, are they hiding behind? Are they hiding behind Mayor Daley, or where are they?
Only in Chicago.
Yes.
Just amazing. Yes. I mean, here we have this this legislation, this ordinance that should be passed. On paper, it has enough votes to be passed by the city council. On paper.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, these things have a way of not happening. And then, if it doesn't happen now, you pretty much got to start from scratch with the new council, don't you?
Well, this issue is not going away. We have lots of public support, and we have a great coalition, and so it's not going away. But, there will be a whole new re-strategizing, and we have a whole new city council, many new aldermen, as you know, and this is a serious attempt that we're going to make this coming Thursday, and we need everybody who's interested in breathing clean air and the safety of their families and children and concern over global climate change to be part of this if it can. We want the world to be watching our aldermen. So I am ready to reveal the website.
Oh, this is an exclusive on the Mike Novak Show.
On the Mike Novak Show,
Because if you're on Twitter, this will be easy for you because you just go to hashtag Chicoal, Chicoal, and you can keep track of everything. But if you're not on Twitter and you don't have that account, you're going to have a website where you're going to be keeping it pretty much up to date in real time, right?
Exactly.
All right.
The website is wheresmyalderman.walderman.com. That's where, wheresmyalderman. So singular. It's a play on alderman. Where's my walderman.com?
Where's my walderman.com? And I know that Heather is going to, she's going to put it right up on my Facebook page. Hold on. Oh, sorry.
Already done.
Oh, okay.
On the Facebook, on the show page, and on Twitter.
And on Twitter. We're already, we're getting the word out right now.
Okay.
Where's my walderman.com? So if, and what time is the action going to start on Thursday?
Well, the actual, hearing starts at 10 a.m. Thursday morning in the City Council chambers, and at about that time, that web page will go live. Right now, there's nothing there. It's under construction, but that's the place to go. You can also get information right now on our own website, which is ecojusticecollaborative.org.
And, of course, I've got that link on my website, mikenovak.net. You can go to this week's show. If you scroll down the page, there is plenty of information. I have the link to the Clean Power Coalition. I have a link to Eco Justice Collaborative and even to your page, Where's My Walderman? And now we have the website, which is wheresmywalderman.com. And don't forget, if you're on Twitter, hashtag Chicoal, hashtag Chicoal. You just type that in, you go to that, and you can find the latest tweets on this issue. And we'll be doing this live on Thursday. Lan Richard from Eco Justice Collaborative, let's hope this works, that we can get this ordinance passed. There's, oddly enough, it seems like a lot of roadblocks, and that you have to resort to measures like this gives you an idea of how frustrating it is to work with the Chicago City Council.
That's exactly right, and this is a very serious issue, but we're ready to put all of our effort behind it, and we want all of your listeners, and we want the world to be watching.
Well, so. You know, it's you're doing it in a good way, too, which is, as you said, with some humor, so that people can't accuse you of beating people over the head with this. It's like, hey, you know, our legislative body is goofy. We can't get them to get anything done. So I hope we're wrong about that, and that this ordinance passes. That would be it. Would be a great thing to shut down, or at least reduce the emissions from these two coal-fired plants in the middle of the city. And you know, if Chicago wants to be, and I'm using air quotes here, the greenest city in America, they can't have those two plants operating the way they do now.
Okay.
Lan, thank you so much. I'm going to be following on Thursday, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.
Take care, buddy.
You too.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. And, boy, we're going to be talking more city council. I've got Martha Boyd coming up from Angelic Organics Learning Center about trying to change the zoning laws in the city of Chicago having to do with urban farming, and that comes up in just a sec. Now, wouldn't it be nice if you could just break out the bullhorn to scare away garden pests? Instead, go for the mouth and nose. What do I mean? It's where Repels All from Bonide comes in. Repels All Animal Repellent uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep ravenous little critters away, but it doesn't smell unpleasant to humans. It's effective for up to 2 months. It's so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repels All's natural formula can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Repels All is available in concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray liquid formulations, and in easy-to-spread granules. Look for Bonide products at these fine stores. Wasco Nursery in St. Charles, Illinois. West End Florist in Evanston, Tholins Garden Center in Kankakee, Illinois, or visit bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E.com, to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer's desktop.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low-nitrogen, slow-release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Wally Schmidtke is not a real doctor. He wears a lab coat because he says he looks slimmer in it. Now, don't reuse potting soil from year to year, says Wally. Soils can harbor insect eggs as well as disease pathogens from last year. And if you use conventional chemical fertilizers, salts can build up in the soil. Empty your containers out. That's what we're going to do in the parking lot farm today, right after the show, and scrub them with a 10% bleach solution. Make sure to get under any rims where insect eggs may be hiding. And Wally advises doing this in the fall, but it's not going to hurt if you do it now. By the way, never use topsoil or your garden soil in containers. It's too dense, and it holds too much water, and it doesn't allow air to get to the root system. If you're looking for a good potting mix, Wally suggests you try Dr. Earth. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. Or visit them online at Pesci's.com, P-E-S-C-H-E-S.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. We're coming into the home stretch here on the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I'm here. Heather's here. Mark Munger's here. And, okay, let's go quickly. Well, we got to get to Martha Boyd, though. All right, I'll take a real quick question in line two here. Hannah, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hey.
I had two small questions about my garden real quick.
Okay.
Both involving rabbits. First, I'm vegan, and this is my first year gardening, and I was wondering if there are any good vegan solutions or, like, chemicals or anything that would be good at repelling rabbits from my garden. I don't know if you know of any or...
Well, a lot of the products that I mentioned on the show, like Bob-X, like Bonide, like Plant Skid, the ones that I have are not predator urine products.
Okay.
They are putrescent eggs and other kinds of things that where the smell and taste keep the animals away.
All right.
And so that would be a good place to start.
Okay, because I was hearing about some of them. They had, like, the bone meal and the fish, so I wasn't sure if there were any that were all plant-based.
Well, you know what? That's true. You know what you want to do is, because some do use meal products, that's true. So the way you do it is you read the label, and they'll put everything on the label that they've got in there, and you're right. And I had forgotten that sometimes they use meal products, so some of them don't. So you need to go to an independent garden center, which is the best place to go, and ask them for a vegan product. And there are a lot of good products out there, and they use a lot of different substances. And they'll steer you in the right direction. And if you're not satisfied, you can always go online, because these various products, if you go to bobx.com, you know, or PlantSkid and bonide.com, they list the products. The ingredients of their products online, and if you have special needs, that's where you should go for that. But you know what I'll do? I'll do a little investigation myself about vegan products, and with that, an eye toward people like you.
Thank you. And I had another small question. I've been reading online. I have a few pet rabbits, and I was going to be using their waste for fertilizer in my garden. And online, I read that the nitrogen level isn't high enough to cause any harm to the plant, so it didn't need to be composted first. Do you know if that's true, or if I should be composting it before I spread it, or if it's safe to just, you know, throw before, because I was going to till it in and then before I plant my plants this year?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that question right now, and I got to look it up. So what you should do is send me an email. Mike@mikenovak.net, and next week on the show I will have the answer for that. So, and I think you can. I'm pretty sure you can. You use it. I just want to make sure that it's used properly, because I know on this show we've had some issues with
pet waste and
different kinds of. So I'm not going to say anything that off the top of my head, because I will just get in trouble with a whole bunch of people. So I will look it up and get back to you, and I will also broadcast it next week. And like I said, I'm pretty sure you can use it, but I'm not going to tell you exactly how and where and when and why until I have those facts right in front of me, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, and don't forget to send me an email about that, all right?
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we go to line one. We're bringing Martha Boyd from Angelic Organics Learning Center. How are you, Martha?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Wow, lots going on here today.
A lot, yep.
Do you have the answer to the rabbit poop question? Have you composted?
Well, I do compost it, but I think I just tend to put anything that's manure through that next step. They're great as an addition for the worm compost bin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those stacked systems, the rabbits are pooping right over the worm bin.
Yeah.
And then it goes through the worms one more step before it goes out to the garden.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Add it to vermicompost pile, and then it is, like you said, it has that extra step. But you could get also an extra step by composting in your
regular compost.
Outside compost pile, but the question was, I think, whether you can just till it into the ground and whether that's going to be too much nitrogen.
The reason I think it would not be is that rabbits process things twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so my guess is that it's well processed already when it comes out of the rabbit.
There we go. Well processed when it comes out of the rabbit. Yikes.
We have a lot of fecal matter being flung around today.
You should.
And we just got another dig on Twitter from Snarky Vegan, and I love her. She's so funny.
Did she say something about it?
Lest the bleep hit the fan.
Can I promote one of my favorite books ever?
Go for it.
It's the 100th anniversary of F.H. King's masterpiece, The Farmers of 40 Centuries, Organic Farming in China, Korea, and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
He was a soil scientist at UW-Madison. The soil building on campus is named King Hall, after this man who, at the turn of the last century, went to East Asia. And this book is loaded with photographs from then. So in 1911, actually posthumously, the book was published. And it's explaining how people at that kind of population density had kept their land fertile and producing to feed everybody for, you know, generation after generation on the same land. And part of what he was doing was exhorting the United States to use less wasteful practices than we were already starting to use and follow in the footsteps of people who had learned to do it this way.
Wow.
Obviously, we didn't learn from him then. Mm-hmm. But 100 years later, gosh darn it, maybe we can. It's a great book, Farmers of 40 Centuries.
Farmers of 40 Centuries?
By F.H. King. Yep.
S.H. King. And I, right. And I did just happen to find a website that's, that confirms what you said about the vermicomposting as a great way to use the rabbit droppings. It says that they, on this website, say you can keep earthworm bins directly below cages and hutches mm-hmm. with wire bottoms. Of course, not everybody's got cages and hutches. But they say the feces goes right through the wire holes into the worm bins. The mm-hmm. worms then, they gobble it up, and they reduce the odor and fly problems, and it eliminates disease.
Right.
That sounds about the safest way to do it. The worm compost, which is even richer than rabbit manure, can be thrown on the garden.
Right. Side dressing and the
so
or make a compost tea out of it.
But I'm going to do a little more research on it for next week. All right. Well, that's all the time we have. So long, Martha. Oh my God! Every time I get you on the show, it's like we get caught in something. But the point is, I wanted to talk to you and about what's going on at City Hall. Not with the Eco Justice Collaborative.
The Clean Power Ordinance. Yes, and.
Which is great.
Full disclosure, I'm on the board of the Eco Justice Collaborative, too, but I think they're doing great work and doing it in concert also with partners we work with at the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, and I'm just very impressed with that whole mobilizing of different people.
And I hope it pays off this week, but the other thing that's going on is the Advocates for Urban Agriculture, which you're associated with as mm-hmm. well. You're just on so many organizations, Martha. Is working with the city to come up with a new zoning ordinance that will accommodate urban agriculture in the city. There's supposed to be a meeting coming up soon. Has that been scheduled?
The meeting's scheduled. So just to give the general outline, May 4th is the last city council meeting of this council. And any legislation, like Lan said, that doesn't get before the respective committee and then reported out to the council at that session is then the slate's wiped clean and everybody would have to start over again with the reintroduction of their legislation to the new council.
Mm-hmm.
So this piece that was introduced back in December has not yet been heard by the zoning committee. They have a meeting on April 26th, but they haven't yet published their agenda. So we know that the zoning staff working on this would like to see it on the agenda for the April 26th meeting. That's also a 10 a.m. meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the Clean Power, if it's not heard then and it doesn't get reported out, then it's back to the beginning. I guess you and I have talked about where the work that AUA has been doing, which is partly just to keep the process more open or made aware to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, it has felt a lot like we're chasing still a fairly internal process at the city. And I think that, you know, we've asked, well, what's the difference getting this thing passed or not? If it's not fully comprehensive, at what juncture do more people weigh in on the changes we'd like to see made? And like so many other things, recycling included, when is the process of the city's decision-making going to change so that there's more input, there's more transparency and the like?
Yeah, and there are some people who worry that the language is too vague, and some people say the language is too specific, and mm-hmm. it's and one of the things been pointed out by you and other people I've talked to about this is that really in terms of zoning, well, for one thing, the city's a little bit behind in how to deal with farms in the city. They're mm-hmm. kind of clueless about that and trying to work towards it, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But it also depends on who's the zoning person you talk to on that particular day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is open to interpretation on any given day and any given situation. So I understand why AUA, Advocates for Urban Agriculture, wants to clarify this just a little bit so that you can actually sell the produce, for instance, that you grow on your own property. But right now it depends, where's the zoning? Is it in residential? Is it in business? Is it in manufacturing?
And I think everything's about interpretation. In the case of who makes the decision, it ends up in the hands of the zoning administrator. But anyone else's interpretation also, you know, the ways that everybody who has an opinion about this interprets it is going to be based on their personal beliefs, their organizational goals, all kinds of things. And so we all have some degree of different opinions on the best specifics. But mm-hmm. in general, it seems pretty clear that the way that this has been approached has been to try to accommodate the uses of urban agriculture within the current zoning code without making a comprehensive policy for urban agriculture and local food as a really key part of the economy, as a really key part of neighborhood revitalization.
Yeah. You know what I have to do because, as always, we're out of time here, but I think I got to devote a whole hour to this or even a whole show to the whole urban ag and the policies behind it and
sure,
and
that'd
laws. And I think we should get a panel here and talk about this. I think it would be fascinating.
That would be great, Mike. So, in the meantime, will you direct people to, we have a zoning and policy page.
It's right on my website right now.
At auachicago.wordpress.com. And we're trying to post, it's a variety of different analyses that people are doing. We're just trying to put it all up there. And
it is. And I've got
it
on my website. And go to this week's show. Scroll all the way to the bottom. All those links are there. Yeah, read through it. It's really fascinating stuff. And you and I are going to talk more about this. And I'm sorry, here we are backed up once again. But Martha,
thank you.
Have a great Sunday. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye. Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're wrapping up.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D, Plant Skid.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. We dodged some pretty nasty storms this week, but you know they're going to be back. Eventually, if you have mature trees in your yard, you might want to have the Care of Trees phone number handy. Why? They have 24-hour emergency service. Many people don't know how dangerous it is to remove or prune storm-damaged trees yourself, especially if the tree falls on a car, other structures, power lines, or even other trees. You need a professional, and the Care of Trees has certified arborists. They've been serving Chicagoland for 60 years, and they share your enthusiasm for the many ways trees enhance the quality of your life. Invite the certified arborists at the Care of Trees to take a look at your trees. Give them a call, 847-394-4222. Or go online to thecareoftrees.com. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees. Woo! That was a lot of stuff. And you're going to be here next week, right? Right, Heather? Well, you know my response.
Maybe.
My response?
Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger don't give a
That's what I say.
All right, Michael,
enjoy
Honey
your,
Badger
enjoy
Novak.
Your Easter. Enjoy your Easter. Third anniversary show next week. Mark Munger will be here. I appreciate that. And as for you all, I can say is go green or...
Go home.
Oh, that's nasty.